Yeah.
You see that train there, man? It was just that.
Yeah.
That was the one we were. Sorry.
Yeah, this one's actually just going to Disneyland.
Yay! We're going to Disneyland.
These trains are very Alstrom.
Alstrom?
You know who, the French train manufacturer.
If you said they're okay.
Well, the one that's basically got monopoly in France and yeah. Which has been fighting battles to stop Siemens from being allowed to do anything, basically. Right. I just think it sounds, you know, the door closing sound and everything. It's all exactly like Eurostar, which is also the same.
It's weird. Sometimes I think intellectual property is a lot wrong.
I think you're right. So, anyway, for the audio boom. We are sitting on a TGV on the lower floor. I was going to say the ground floor. I don't know if that's really... Do you still call it the ground floor? It's a moving vehicle?
It's level with the ground, more or less.
That's true. So we're on the ground floor. And... And it's remarkably quiet on here, apart from the rustling of bags.
Yeah.
Actually, you know, hardly seems to be anybody on the train at all.
Yeah.
Do they actually put reservation stickers on the seats? Is there any way of seeing which one to reserve? No. So we couldn't go and nick the upstairs seats.
Well, we could.
They just might get turfed off them again.
Part of me says, if anybody weird, if it's up for something, if we've gone.
It's true. Yeah, that's true.
It's unfair, it's not right, but nobody effectively can force us to move wrong.
Yeah. So we're now rolling out of Lille. Flandre. Which may or may not be anywhere near the correct pronunciation of the station.
I think you got far too much emphasis
on the fur. No, on the fur.
On the door bit. I don't think that. I think it's Lille Flon.
Flon.
And I don't think there's much on. But that's purely. My instinct with French is to say as little as possible. In terms of as it just sounds in a word.
Yes, that's a good point. And if in doubt, miss off the final letter.
Yes.
In fact, you have to wonder why they bothered with the first letter, the final letter in the first place.
Yeah. It's a mistake on their part, I feel.
Yeah. Unless I mean, think how much they could reduce the length of their books and things, and you know the costs that would be saved if they just didn't print that final letter.
I mean. Proofs might be readable.
So how do the, for the recording here, how do the suburbs of Lille look?
I should be kind and say nondescript.
Does it look like Brussels?
It looks like a railway, it looks like a railway track base. So you don't... get nice places around the world, right, when it's not in a city.
It's true. They don't seem to be cutting back their bushes very often.
Mesdames, Messieurs, bonjour. Je suis votre chef de bord. Au nom de toute l'équipe TGV, je vous souhaite la bienvenue dans ce train destination de Bordeaux. Nous desservirons les gares de l'aéroport Roissy Charles de Gaulle, Marne-la-Vechessy, Massy TGV, Saint-Pierre-des-Corps, Poitiers, Angoulême et Bordeaux.
He just told you. We are stopping at Disneyland.
Hey.
Did you do you pick up one of the tickets on Eurostar that they're offering?
They're offering tickets, didn't they?
Yeah.
Cool.
Seven stops. That's not too bad, is it? Seven stops in 5 hours.
When you consider how far we're going now, it's a bad
stop. We're going quite a long way.
We're going a massive way.
Yeah. When we join the actual high speed line, we're certainly speeding up a fair bit now.
Yeah. I'm presuming we'll stop packing a minute.
The airport and Disneyland and places, yeah, probably.
When do people really get on at the airport?
Yeah. Well, I suppose. Not people from not people from the UK generally, but
yeah, you're going south. You're going
I suppose this is the equivalent of sort of cross country services in the UK. It's like linking up the different bits of the network. Yeah, it's not a city to city service. Well, it is city, but you know what I mean. It's
it's not an intercity service.
Yeah.
When you think of it though, I mean, I used to spend about 4 hours on a train to York. And from Oxford to York took 4 hours.
Oh, from Oxford, okay. Because I was going to say, from London it's quick,
It didn't take that long. In fact, had I gone for the London ticket, it would probably be quicker.
More expensive.
Yeah. Which, considering it was about £70. With my young person at the time. In fact, I even queried it. I was like, "You look the young person." He's like, "Yeah, that's why you're not paying 100."
Nice.
Okay.
Why didn't you have disabled persons?
Because they're young persons.
Which costs more and gives you less of a discount?
Who's saying discount?
It doesn't. It gives you a third. A disabled one gives you a third off a second person. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Anyway, I don't have even.
Do you not? Yeah. Do you not travel enough to justify a disabled one?
I could get a disabled one, but it's just, it would be travelling down to my parents. Is basically all I use it for.
Hmm.
And considering...
Oh, I think I easily get back the money on my disabled one.
Considering actually... Even if I'm being completely honest, which drives my mum mad, you're like, just use your freedom pass. But mum, they got barriers. Admittedly, I can usually bag my way through the barriers, but...
I couldn't possibly condone such behaviour.
But, they have barriers.
Appalling, what your mum's suggesting.
Well,
would she go into a shop and say, you know, actually, Mark, you shouldn't have to pay for any of this stuff. Just take it.
Don't give her ideas. Now we're going to listen to her do poop. it's about two quid because it's the two stops down past the down.
That's 2 quid, which could make the difference between survival and the bread line for Southern trains.
I pay it. I don't know what you're saying to me.
Yeah, well, no, absolutely. I'm saying it for your mum's benefit. Dear Mrs. Rogers.
I pay it because my
I can't remember what your mum's name is.
We don't need to give her a shout out.
Do we not? All right, okay.
Oh, no, it's Wendy Rogers.
Of course, Wendy, yes. Mrs. Rogers.
Yeah, Mrs. Rogers.
I, with respect, I feel that your son is quite right in paying for his tickets. as he is receiving a service.
But yeah, I am slightly weirded out by the amount of people on the time when, for whatever reason, that had to, you can't get a ticket on a train, etc. When people, I just flash my season pass and they let me through. and you're like, you always feel like going back and going, well, you're not trained. Because actually, getting them to understand what are free, like, even when I'm buying tickets, I was like, can I get a single to warning, or the editor's own set.
Yeah.
And I'll say, And I'll say, warning, please. And I'll go, what does it say? Yeah, well, that is the end, you know what I'm saying? But I need to say, why do you want
to... Well, I never have a problem with that. I just say Zone 6 to wherever I'm going, and they do it.
Well, I think, to be honest, since then I've just said Warningham, and that's fine. I think it was the idea that I kind of flashed my freedom pass and said, can I have a ticket
for
Zone 6, please?
I'd be inclined not to flash the freedom pass and just literally just say Zone 6 to... Because plenty of people have 6 tickets, so just say Zone 6 to wherever.
No, I probably would do that. I think it's a few. But I just wanted to give them, if I'm not, I'm not just randomly saying Zone 6.
Yeah.
It's a bit like flashing your freedom pass and saying... Give some context.
Yeah.
Apart from it doesn't, they have no idea what we're dealing with.
Anyway, this is a thrilling conversation for the booth.
It is.
As you can hear, we're on the train. It's steaming along through, well, probably not steaming actually.
No, it's far too modern for that.
It is. You get the idea on this lower floor that you're sort of scraping along the track bed.
If you say so.
It's not quite as smooth as upstairs, is it?
No.
Anyway, I shall leave this here and we'll no doubt go just eat and stuff and arrive in Bordeaux at some point later.
Yeah. We're only about 6:30 because I need to be in.